Exclusive, watch, James Lindsay lambasts doctors who give children surgeries that mutilate their bodies. By Brecken Eftis on August 17, 2022. Washington, District of Columbia, author and conservative commentator Dr. James Lindsay spoke with Breitbart News about how the transgender movement and their doctors are giving children drugs that sterilize them and surgeries that mutilate their bodies. Calling it horrific medical malpractice, Lindsay spoke about strategies those on the right need to employ in order to combat the left's push to physically and mentally corrupt children. When asked if conservatives should start speaking of the issue bluntly, referring to the medical malpractice in terms of genital mutilation and chemical castration as well as showing unadulterated images of what double mastectomies look like, among other things, Lindsay said he thinks it is a good strategy but warned that politicians are not doing enough to push the conversation in that direction. To Lindsay, the doctors who provide these sorts of procedures and drugs should be exposed. You are taking children and you're giving them drugs that sterilize them. You're giving them surgeries that mutilate their bodies, he said. Images of that should be seen images of that. Fairly, I mean, reasonably, but fairly, and honestly graphic descriptions. Speaking of someone on Twitter who described their daily life after getting the bottom surgery, the transgender movement nomenclature for genital mutilation, Lindsay said, it's horrific. Describing what it's like just to go to the bathroom after the bottom surgery, as it's called, that they went through. It's a horrific description, the description of what their life is like on a daily basis, he said. That reality needs to be shared alongside the fact that they're selling the dream. The old saying in sales is always, you know, they sell the dream, we service a nightmare. So somebody's out there selling the dream, but people are not actually even allowed to talk about or describe or show the nightmare. Detransitioners should be elevated right now, as high as possible, he argued. Their voices matter. They are doubly, in some sense, silenced because a lot of the conservatives in general tend to think that they're weird and don't want to engage with him. And a lot of them still skew strongly left and they don't want to talk to conservatives. So there's a communications issue there. On the other hand, the trans lobby goes after them like Muslims going after apostates. Literal almost, you know, fatwas against them, he continued. Lindsay argued their stories need to be told so that people who are attempting to do this to children can see what kind of damage it will cause. We're talking about children being led to believe that these surgeries, these hormones, these chemicals like Lupron are going to solve their problems instead of putting them in a position where they may have a little temporary relief. But then they have fewer options to solve their problems later, he said. And they actually make their circumstances worse. Lindsay spoke with Breitbart News at the Young Americas Foundation's 44th annual National Conservative Student Conference in the nation's capital. Watch the full interview here. Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Eftis.